Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Lively denied emphatically by Wembanyama.
It's like playing against your dad in the driveway when you're 8 years old. What do you do?
Wemby three. You bet! Plus the foul.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
That's the voice of Fordham Ram, my fellow Fordham Ram, Ryan Rucco, on the call last night on ESPN as Victor Wembanyama puts on an absolute show and the Spurs destroy the Dallas Mavericks. So we talked about Wemby in the last segment, and I don't think it's crazy, and I'll ask Femi this question in a moment, and we'll talk about all the arrests this morning. I don't think it's crazy to think and to say that Victor Wembanyama might be the best player in the league already. Given his height and his handle and his range and his defense, it's ludicrous. It is preposterous. But it's not just Wemby for San Antonio. And look, like, I don't think the Spurs as a team are as good as the Thunder or as good as the Nuggets or as good as some of the elite teams in the NBA. But they've got, like, a really awesome young core. And, like, you know, we had this conversation last year on the show. Like, when are the Spurs going to win a title with this core? Like, next year? 2 years from now? Like, they're going to win one in the next 5 years. It would be a major upset if they didn't at least, like, make a finals in the next 5 years. Wemby. Stephon Castle was awesome last night. Even Dylan Harper, the second pick in the draft, scores 15 points. Turned the ball over a couple times. It's first game. That's okay. Like, De'Aaron Fox isn't even playing right now. And the Spurs look like this. Now, it's one game. It's against the Mavericks team with Cooper Flagg making his debut. No Kyrie Irving. So we don't want to go too nuts yet. I do think San Antonio's adjusted win total is interesting. Prior to last night's game, 44.5 is the number at BetMGM. Now it's 45.5, so we're up. They're 1-0. It makes sense. I the only way they don't go over is if Wembanyama's hurt. And like that could happen. Like that's how you lose, and there is a chance that happens. I'm willing to take that risk. This team's ridiculous. If Wembanyama's they can't go 47-35? Like, come on. So I like that for the San Antonio Spurs. Just quickly on the Dallas Mavericks, just one thought. And I think this is more of a prop betting thought than like a game betting thought. So Cooper Flagg is point Flagg last night. 0 assists. They get dump trucked. And it's not because Cooper Flagg started a point guard. I don't know if this is going to work out for now with Dallas. Like, Flagg's got to do his thing offensively. I don't want Cooper Flagg worried about facilitating. I don't like saying this out loud, and you're not going to like hearing it. You, being an educated basketball fan and basketball better. The Mavericks need to play D'Angelo Russell way more. Like, they just have to. Until Kyrie Irving comes back. I don't know if the Mavericks are going to win 50 games this year. I don't know if that's happening for Jason Kidd and the Dallas Mavericks. A couple other quick thoughts last night from the NBA. I gave you my opinion on the Knicks and the Cavs. means nothing to me for Cleveland. I'm actually really impressed the Knicks won, because when Donovan Mitchell got red hot in the third quarter, I was texting with some people and I'm like, game's over. Like, they're going to lose. And they won. And that was great. And the reason why I'm so enthused by one win for my New York Knicks, I actually did think there was a difference in the way Mike Brown coached them from what Tom Thibodeau was doing the last couple of years. Case in point, first 13 minutes of the game, 11 players play. You think that would ever happen with Tom Thibodeau? I love seeing Tyler Kolek on the court. Remember him at Marquette? I think he's a legit backup point guard. I loved that. I loved it. They're playing faster, less iso ball with Jalen Brunson. This is exactly what I wanted when I called for Tom Thibodeau to be fired in the postseason this year, this calendar year. It's not that Thibs isn't a good coach. It's that the expiration date had been reached and this offense needed something different, and I believe Mike Brown brought it in game one. I'm so excited for what this season's going to be for my Knicks. I don't think they're going to win the title. I don't think that. I think whoever comes out of the West would beat them, but I do think the Knicks will win the Eastern Conference for the first time since 1999. Sixers and the Celtics was a fascinating game, huh? Philly, with an awesome fourth quarter comeback, outscores the Celtics by 12 and beats Boston 117-116. The star of the game? Tyrese Maxey, 40 points. But obviously, the player that everybody's talking about is rookie VJ Edgecombe, with 34 points in his NBA debut, a spectacular debut for the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, Joel Embiid does play in the game. 20 minutes, 4 points, and a plus-minus of minus 16. But he's obviously working himself back. I don't know what the expectations should have been for Joel Embiid in this game, but he didn't meet them if you had high expectations. What I'll say about the Sixers is this, and I'll give you a quick thought on Boston as well. VJ Edgecombe is not going to average 34 points per game. If he does, he's going to win MVP. But if he can be 16 points a game, be like a good scorer as a rookie, Jared McCain's going to come back. You have Maxey. Paul George didn't play last night. I'm doing it. I'm talking myself into the Sixers. Now, like, it's like a six-leg parlay that has to cash, and the last leg is like plus infinity. Joel Embiid's healthy through the season. But if that happens, this is a legitimate Eastern Conference contender. Because it looks like we're one game in, things can change. It does look like they nailed the VJ Edgecombe pick. And just on Boston, I see like 41-41 for this team. When Peyton Pritchard is shooting the shots at the end of the game, it's not good for anybody. And last note on the NBA from last night. I told you last night I bet the Charlotte Hornets against the Nets, laying 5, 5.5. They won by 19. It had nothing to do, my bet, with Charlotte, and everything to do with the Brooklyn Nets, who are basically playing everyone on the team except for Danny Wolfe, so all the other first-round draft picks are playing. Ben Sarap started in the game. The Jewish Kirilenko, trying to fill up the stat sheet. They are so bad. So bad. They could go like 8-74 and I wouldn't bat an eyelash. I can't wait to bet against the Brooklyn Nets in the days and weeks to come. You better, you bet on this Thursday. Femi Abebefe with me. Femi, give us your thoughts on the arrest this morning is the thing that actually happened. Then I'm dying to get your betting takes on Edgecombe and Wembanyama.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you had to say. We don't have to spend a whole lot of time on this one, because I think for a lot of folks who might not do what we do and dabble in this space, it can be unfamiliar, and maybe you don't like gambling or whatever. We all have our likes and our interests, whatever. I don't want to judge anybody for that, but to me, just kind of get informed at least in what it actually is going on, as opposed to just being like, ooh, big, bad, scary, let's ban it all. I think that's not the way to go about this. I did find very interesting, though, because in the reporting that's out there, and of course all of this is alleged, but like $200,000 that they got down on the Rozier props on his unders. That to me, I don't know how that happened or how they were able to accomplish that, because given prop betting, like, you dabble in props more than I do, but I dabble some. Usually you're not being able to get down that much, so I don't know how many accounts that they had rolling through that thing. But yeah, I would encourage people that I think a lot of what happened, yes, sports betting was an avenue in which, like, that was what they wanted to do, the crime family allegedly, but I think a lot of this was beyond sports betting, and this is like debts that are trying to be paid off. Like, that's my crazy guess, at least, as to what's happening right now. Because I mean, Jonte Porter is still in this thing, talking about how he was threatened to go out there and tank, and all that happened a couple of years ago. Like, that's, it's kind of crazy. And I don't think just being able to access SGPs is why we got here. I don't think that's what's happening.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. And just like my, this is going to sound really cheesy, and that's okay. It really is. My mom has said to me throughout my life, like, keep your nose clean. And she's not just saying, don't do cocaine. Like, keep your nose clean. Stay out of trouble. Yeah, like, keep your nose clean. And that's what I would say to any young person or old person. You can have fun. We certainly do. Keep your nose clean. Like, don't get involved with the wrong people, and like, stuff like this may not happen. And I'm not, again, I'm not trying to generalize. I'm just saying. All right. Talk about some bets, my friends. I'm dying to get your expertise on Vijay Edgecombe's Rookie of the Year price and Victor Wembanyama for MVP after what we saw. We don't often get that, right? Like, night one in the NBA and a huge move in the MVP market and Rookie of the Year market.
I mean, this thing was happening in real time for both of these. I want to start with the MVP because Wemby's the big story so far 2 days into this NBA regular season. Like, this is 14-1. Before the game starts. And now we're down to 3-1 over at BetMGM, to where he's pretty much co-favorites with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And I'll go as far as to say, it might sound crazy, but I actually do think there's a path for Wemby to win this award. And I think you can make an argument that he should be the favorite to win this award.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's why, because like team success is a big thing, and you brought that up earlier in this segment, and I 100% agree with that, except for this case where I think Wemby might be able to get around it, because everyone watching that game, and it's not going to be that every single night, at least I don't think it is. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe that's just a sign of what's to come.
If he's averaging 40, like, he's going to be the favorite soon.
But I think, and we talked about this summer when we were discussing win totals, the Spurs win total was like at 42.5, 43.5. And it's like, hey, like they might have the best player in the league, and this is the win total. Are we sure? If they get the 5 seed or even the 6 seed, let's just say they avoid the play-in tournament and they're one of the top 6 seeds, I don't think there's going to be a player that has more of an impact on winning than Wembanyama this season. All the box plus minus, value over replacement player efficiency rating, all that stuff. He's going to be number one. And if he's number one in all of that, and we at the end of the year come to the consensus that, hey, he's just the best player. I mean, SGA can go 68-14 again if he wants to. I think Wemby might beat him out. I think he would, just because like that, nobody's ever seen what we saw last night. And if that's a sign of what's to come, I don't know how you beat that.
Give us a thought on Vijay Edgecombe, Rookie of the Year.
Fun, I would caution people to just pump the brakes a little bit. Edgecombe, obviously, I think he's going to be a really good player, as we saw last night. But now that he's sitting there at like one of the co-favorites to win the award, or just behind Cooper Flagg, I don't think we need to overreact to that one. I think Wemby's more real. I think Edgecombe will be in the conversation, especially early in the season. But I think Flagg should still be your favorite. But unless they keep doing this point Flagg stuff, if that's the case, then yeah, you might want to circle that. But as it stands right now, I still think Cooper Flagg's your most likely rookie of the year. It's one bad game. It's not going to be that every single night.
And obviously, Jared McCain's going to be back. Paul George is going to be back. Less shooting opportunities. And Joel Embiid's going to shoot more as well as the season goes along and he's healthy.
Be better.
So less opportunity for, you'd hope so, for VJ Edgecombe. I do think, like, Nick Clifford, 80-1, starting games for the Kings.
I'm good.
Also, yeah, Keegan Murray's hurt too. I'm good. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we start the hour. College football bets for the weekend with our buddy, pro sports bettor, Joseph Knish.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.